It Looked Better in My Head by John Upchurch. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Your calling looks better in your head than in real life. Inside, safely tucked away in your synapses, the visions of what God wants to do through you come with puppies, double rainbows, and guilt-free cheesecake. It's amazing how perfectly our brains can sand down the obstacles ahead, plaster over the voices of dissent, and generally build a future much like the highlights from someone else's life. With such a buildup, it's easy to see why we get disappointed. After all, stories like these are all over. The country preacher has a vision to reach rural America with the gospel, to burn so brightly that a whole community is changed. But the church never grows. He sees nothing dramatic happen and finally moves on. A woman faithfully loves and serves her unsaved coworkers for years. She pours hours of prayer into the thing, hoping that at least one will really absorb what she's been saying with them. But all she seems to take with her when she retires are the pictures from her cubicle. A Christian missionary community, after years of serving the poorest in their adopted country, finally has a breakthrough when a local leader professes faith in Jesus. Days later, militants attack the area and murder the new convert, his family, and many of the missionaries. And maybe something like that has hijacked your calling too. You started out strong, pushing forward even when turbulence hit. You just knew God would work all things together for your good. And you had that verse, Romans 8:28, firmly planted in your noggin, and maybe scribbled on a post-it note on your mirror just to be sure. But along the way, the future you had imagined became more and more distant from the slog-it-out reality. You doubt that God was ever really in the thing to begin with. And so, you try to forget that something ever happened, that something got you excited and charged up in the first place. Don't write off your calling just yet. The thing about God is that He's big, really big, and He sees much farther, clearer, and better than us. From our perspective, we can't always see progress, but usually that's because we're trying to see the land ahead from a valley. Intersecting faith and life. The truth is that we may not see progress in the short term, maybe not even in our lifetime, but we've been called to faithfully serve where Christ puts us. We get bogged down when we imagine that all our service and work should produce results that we can experience. Our joy comes from seeing things happen, and not so much the serving. But God never promises that we'll see what He's up to, at least not while we're camping here on earth. He's called us to look out for the interest of others, both believers and the unchurched, whether we see something happen or not. For further reading, check out 1 Corinthians 12 and Ephesians 4. And as always, check out fantastic resources on faith, family, and fun at crosswalk.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.